listener production.
Hello, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The body of an Australian man has been found in Turkey following the devastating earthquakes earlier this week. Kaan Pahali from Sydney had been visiting a relative in the province of Hatay. Three Australians remain missing, another 40 being cared for by the Department of Foreign Affairs. Over 12,000 people have now died, but that number's expected to rise. The federal government says the suspension of the investigation into the downing of MH17 will be distressing for Australians. 38 Aussies were among the 298 people killed in the 2014 tragedy. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says those responsible must be held to account.
The shooting down of MH17 was an act of terrorism that had an impact here in Australia, but on many countries as well. And we will continue to pursue these issues with every avenue at our disposal.
All four of the big banks have now upped interest rates in line with the latest move from the Reserve Bank. CommBank will pass on the 0.25% rise on its variable loans from Feb 17. Westpac to follow suit on Feb 21. ANZ and NAB have already done something similar. The staged reopening of Great Northern Highway in the Kimberley's begun. All vehicles now able to travel between Broome and Derby. A temporary single-lane gravel track will open between 8 and 4th from today through till Sunday. Repairs continue on a 10k stretch of the highway. In sport, West Aussie Jack Robinson has taken out his first title on the World Surf League, claiming the Pipeline Masters in Hawaii this morning. The Margaret River-born surfer became the world number one in the process here on Fox Sports.
It's so special. I dreamed of this for a long time and, just an honour.
Australia will launch its test series against India in Nagpur in the coming hours. The final 11 will be announced at the toss. And the Perth Wildcats in playoff action this afternoon, taking on the Phoenix in Melbourne. Tip off at 3:30 WA time.